Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
This is the Savage Nation. Chris Stegall in for Michael Savage. Dr. Savage, thanks for the invitation, and I welcome you to the weekend, Savage Nation. I hope you will head to michaelsavage.com to read all the latest headlines today. Again, it's michaelsavage.com on the phone number to be a part of the discussion today, and there is a lot to get to, 800-449-8255. I wanted to begin today by asking you a very, very simple question. Is this administration purposely trying to throw the trial of the 9/11 hijackers, and is this administration purposely trying to tip off those that would do us harm somehow through the bungling of I don't know if you want to call it bungling, because it may be quite purposeful. I mean, the tone of my question obviously implies I think it might be. 800-449-8255. This headline today has been burning into my brain, and I've wanted to get it off my chest and to you to get your reaction. Senator Kit Bond of Missouri and the White House are in quite a feud now over the Senate Intelligence Committee, and I don't know, and the crotch bomber. I don't know if you've been following this story, but I think it's a pretty significant one, and it comes on the heels of course, trying the 9/11 mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, in New York City, which now they say they're going to move to another venue, though it's still going to be a civil court. And, you know, a man who masterminds the slaughter, the wholesale slaughter of thousands of Americans, is going to be treated like a common shoplifter. Now we know that that's going to happen. Now that we know it's happening in a civilian court and they're lawyered up, we know that the administration on two and three occasions has already declared their guilt and has already declared that the 9/11 mastermind will be not only brought to justice, found guilty, but executed for his crimes. Now, everybody that follows law, everybody understands you cannot taint the jury pool like that. And the President of the United States has the largest microphone of all. And when he says things like that, and his press secretary says things like that, a scholarly attorney from the ACLU that Dr. Savage so often speaks about, they know very good and well what they can do for the 9/11 mastermind on trial. They can simply say, President of the United States and the President's the president's communications secretary have come out and they've said that the guy is guilty before he's even had his trial. And the United States, you're innocent until proven guilty. And this man has not been given his day in court. Now the most powerful man in the free world has declared him guilty and declared him executed before the trial's even underway. So I declare a mistrial. I'm calling for a mistrial. And I'm sure there's a well-meaning justice out there that would be all too happy to bring the gavel down and declare a mistrial on the 9/11 mastermind. Is that a crazy scenario? Is that impossible? Is it purposeful? This is a constitutional scholar, supposedly. Remember, that's the President of the United States, a constitutional attorney. He's supposed to be one of the most learned, educated men we've ever seen in the White House. So is it purposeful? They can't possibly be this reckless just out of sheer buffoonery, can they? 800-449-8255. But now this today. Sparring between Congress and the White House over treatment of the crotch bomber, Kit Bond is now accusing this administration. He's a Republican from Missouri. He's accusing the Obama administration of releasing sensitive national security information to the press. Now, I'm going to make a long story short here because this is a bit hard to follow. There's quite a lot of wrinkles to this. Long story short, the Bob Mueller, the guy that heads the FBI, meets with the Senate Intelligence Committee privately on Monday and says, hey, we have the crotch bomber. Of course, we've detained him. He had the Miranda rights read rather than being taken into military custody, which is a whole other debate. But now, here are the facts as we know them. The law You know, he's been detained. He was arrested, read the Miranda rights, the whole thing. Well, Mueller goes to Capitol Hill and tells the Senate Intelligence Committee, all right, here's the scoop. Guys, we're getting information from him. It looks like he's talking. But I'd appreciate it if you'd keep this under wraps. Now, Bond was not in this meeting when Mueller was briefing the rest of the committee. However, he says later that same day, Monday, he gets on the phone with Mueller from the FBI, and Mueller tells him the same thing. Hey, here's what you missed today in the meeting. This crotch bomber, he's talking. We're getting great information from him, but please don't bring this up. They have a public hearing scheduled on Tuesday of this week. Mueller goes to testify, and you know, the whole Senate subcommittee, Senate Intel, and it was televised on C-SPAN and the whole deal. So you have Mueller on Capitol Hill the very next day with Bond and the rest of the committee there. And Feinstein, chairperson of the Senate Intelligence Committee, starts asking Mueller about what kind of information are you getting from him? We hear you're getting information out of this guy. Is that true? Well, Kit Bond is off. You can hear him faintly off mic saying, no, you're not. Shh. He told us not to talk about that. Don't talk about that. Well, Mueller, of course, he's under oath, and he's before the Senate subcommittee, so he kind of confirms sheepishly, yes. Well, Bond's already livid. He's livid at Feinstein. He can't believe that his Senate Intel chairperson there is willfully disobeying what he was just telling them 24 hours earlier not to talk about this at a public hearing. It was for the Senate Intel's private ears only. The White House then and Robert Gibbs go running to the microphone this week and shout, oh, look at this. Glory be. Aren't we smart? Look at how sensitive and in tune we are. We told you we didn't have to take this guy to Gitmo. We told you we could arrest this crotch bomber just like we would any common shoplifter, give him three squares a day, read him his rights, treat him just like we would any other American criminal. And look what's happened. He's participating. He's cooperating. He's talking. He's singing like a canary. And look at that. We didn't have to torture. Aren't we great? Aren't we benevolent? Aren't we smart? See, we told you, Bush people, you don't have to torture to get information. Well, Bond is apoplectic. He gets on the horn and writes a letter to the White House. He says, what are you people doing? Mueller specifically told us not to talk about this stuff. Now, you're out there trumpeting to the world, most specifically and importantly, the people the crotch bomber does business with. You're telling them all that they're learning, all that we're learning. So you're telegraphing everything we could possibly be gaining right now by your crowing about how your sanctimonious interrogation process and how much better it is than Bush. So Bond shoots off a letter. He's furious. And the president and the White House press secretary start attacking Kit Bond. Gibbs says, no briefing is done here or anywhere in this administration where classified information is used in a place where it shouldn't be. Gibbs demanded an apology of Kit Bond. Kit Bond declined, saying, after telling me to keep my mouth shut, the White House discloses sensitive information in an effort to defend a dangerous and unpopular decision to Mirandize the crotch bomber. He didn't say crotch bomber, I am. He says, and I'm supposed to apologize? Bond also took a shot directly at the White House mouth. He keeps shoveling no matter what happens, he said Fox. So my question for you, 800-449-8255, is this being done purposefully? Are they purposefully telegraphing what we're doing? Are they purposefully trying to sabotage a criminal trial? They've turned this into a civil trial for the 9/11 mastermind. Are they trying to throw it? And if so, why? The question must be asked. And I already know the implication is, what a whack job, what a wing nut. I can't believe you're suggesting the President of the United States wishes to telegraph to terrorists what it is we're doing. Well, then, is it just that he's that stupid? If you think that's outrageous and out of line, that I would suggest the President of the United States is trying to telegraph to terrorists what it is we're doing with those we've detained, if you think it's outrageous and shocking and out of line that the president would be purposefully throwing a civil trial, which he has orchestrated with Eric Holder for the 9/11 mastermind, if it's not purposeful, if it's not deliberate, is it sheer and utter ignorance? Is it naivete? Is it a lack of leadership? A lack of experience? It's got to be something. because this is Keystone Cops buffoonery. The sad thing is we're not dealing with, your Keystone Cops criminals. We're dealing with ruthless terrorists that are, packing nuclear suitcases and slamming planes into buildings and opening fire on military bases and storming Army recruitment centers. These are very serious, deadly people. And this administration has yet to show America, as far as I'm concerned, that they're serious about it. In fact, they think this is some sort of PR campaign with their civil show trials, and they're mouthing off about it at every turn. Look how much better we are. Look how much smarter and compassionate we are. I mean, is it as simple as they want to show the rest of the world what a civilized presidency is all about after that Neanderthal Bush? Is that it? I'm trying to understand it. So rather than assign the blame today, 800-449-8255, I turn to you, Savage Nation. I'll not assign it. I'll leave it to you. You tell me, is this purposeful? Are they naive? Is it ignorance? Is it recklessness? What is it if it's not purposeful? 800-449-8255, Dr. Savage away today. Chris Stigall in for Michael Savage. This is the Savage Nation.
Savage.
No briefing is done here or anywhere in this administration where classified information is used in a place where it shouldn't be. And I would suggest that somebody that alleges that, when they know it doesn't happen, owe people an apology.
Had we been able to question him at the time of his arrest rather than having Mirandized, we could have gotten that information 5 weeks earlier. This was an unfortunate interference from the Department of Justice and in the White House in an ongoing intelligence investigation critical to our nation's safety.
That's Bob Gibbs, the White House mouth, followed by Senator Kit Bond of Missouri. My name is Chris Stigall, in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation, 800-449-8255, michaelsavage.com, the website. Is there any reason to disbelieve Kit Bond? That would be my first question to you. Now, the thing I know about Kit Bond, though you may not, I know to people that are outside of the state of Missouri, that happens to be my home state, he's leaving the Senate. He's a retiring Republican. And he sits on the Senate Intelligence Committee, and he is saying this week that Robert Mueller, the head of the FBI, told the Senate Intelligence Committee privately, please don't talk out loud, but just to let you guys know privately here, we're getting information from the Christmas Day bomber. And the White House can't wait. They run to the microphone and start blabbing about it. So Bond, rightly doing his duty, separation of powers, by the way. Let's be very honest and clear about what's going on here. This is a United States senator doing what a senator should do. The legislative, the executive, the judicial. These are three distinct, separate branches with equal authority, none more powerful than the other. And the Senate body is calling out the executive body, and they're saying, you guys are bad actors here. You're not doing what you were asked by the FBI. And now the White House demanding an apology from the Senate? I actually say Senator Bond is trying to do the will of the people. He's trying to provide for the common defense here. He's trying to assist the FBI director. And by the way, you could put an end to all this right now if Mueller would just simply be asked. Of course, Obama would never allow it. I'd love to hear Mueller, the FBI director, asked under oath, did you or did you not tell the Senate Intelligence Committee not to share publicly that the crotch bomber was talking? Did you or did you not? It's very simple. But all of a sudden, the press has just gone quiet on even chasing that rabbit down the hole. No surprise, because we know darn good and well Mueller did say that to the Senate Intelligence Committee. Of course they did. Why would Kit Bond lie about it? But this White House just can't wait. So it's either what? They're stupid, purposely reckless, naive. I defer to you. I want to go to Vince in Virginia, who I heard is even an Obama guy. Vince, welcome. I'm Chris, in for Dr. Savage tonight. Now, Vince, you're an Obama supporter, but what?
I am an Obama supporter. I've been an Obama supporter from the very beginning. I worked in his campaign and everything locally here in Virginia. And even I think this is idiotic. You know, certain things you don't play with, and national security is one. And I think that this is a clear case where Obama is too smart for his own good, you could say. I mean, there might be some reason why you want to give someone legal representation, but it just seems to muddy the water so much, and it makes him such an easy target. It's almost where a teacher, he has like a teacher's mentality when it comes to this. You can teach, but there's a difference in doing, and I really think he's showing his lack of understanding in this matter. I mean,
Here's the thing, Vince, and I'll cede the point. I don't think anybody doubts this. The man has an IQ. He's obviously a bright guy. He's a constitutional scholar. I don't think he's a dumb man. So, because I don't believe he's an idiot. I believe he's learned and educated. I believe he's a thoughtful guy. Now, giving him that credit, I would have to add, I continue to come back to the question, he knows the law. I mean, that is his profession. He particularly knows the Constitution, he says. I take him at his word. He's got to know that now he's created a civil trial situation for the 9/11 masterminds that he has, in essence, tainted any potential jurors that he wants to sit on a civil trial by declaring this guy's guilt and his execution, and then his press secretary does it not once but twice more. They have to know what they've done. Everybody knows that.
It's very frustrating to see him do these things. It is very frustrating to me. All I just have one thing to say is that my grandma used to say,
I missed it. I would have liked to have heard Grandma's advice. Hang on, Vince. Maybe we can get Vince back. I always appreciate some. We'll put Vince on hold. Oh, we lost him. Now try it again, Vince. I always like a little elder input. That's good stuff. I want to get to your calls, and I'm going to spend some time when we get back on this at 800-449-8255. Lest I or anyone affiliated with the Savage Nation be accused of insinuating the president is purposely doing this, I'll just toss it up. I'll just play naive. I'll let you fill in the blank, Savage Nation. Is he doing it purposely? Is he just blindly ignorant? What? Help me.
Savage. For all things news and talk radio, visit trncentral.com.
This is the Savage Nation. My name is Chris Stigall, filling in for Dr. Michael Savage. MichaelSavage.com is the website. Michael personally handpicking the stories up there today. I do hope you'll check them out. We've got a lot to get to at MichaelSavage.com, including 53% of Democrats in this country now have a positive view of socialism. Have you heard that? Gallup, brand new survey out. We'll read that. That's coming up, and it's at MichaelSavage.com if you want to go now. Savage, one of the first to point out that the U.S. is clearly out to get Toyota. We're not done with Toyota, said Ray LaHood earlier this week, Transportation Secretary. That story, there to read at MichaelSavage.com. Tom Tancredo, we have that audio coming up as well at the Tea Party kickoff in Nashville, Tennessee. Thank God John McCain lost the election. That's the headline out of Tom Tancredo's mouth in Nashville. That's a link to ABC News, and it's only at MichaelSavage.com. And much, much more to read and get to, and we will get to all those things. 800-449-8255 is the telephone number, 800-449-8255. The question I have this day, Senator Kit Bond, who's on the Senate Intelligence Committee, I have a question for you. Is this White House purposely botching day after day? Are they purposely telegraphing intelligence that they're receiving from the crotch bomber in interrogations? They telegraphed this. Kit Bond on the Intelligence Committee said we were asked not to say this stuff. Yet they're saying it. The 9/11 mastermind trial, the civil trial that this White House coordinated, this White House insisted on it, and then they run around tainting the jury pool, the whole country, by going on television day after day, already declaring the mastermind's guilt and subsequent execution before the trial's even been held. Well, any attorney, really anybody that's watched a crime drama, knows you can't run around declaring someone's guilt in a civil trial before you've even had the trial. So is this purposeful, or is it willful ignorance? Is it naivete? Is it just such a lust, a zest to get out in front of the global community and say, hey, look at us, we're better than Bush? What is it? 800-449-8255 to Connecticut we go. Gerard.
Institutional provisions regarding these trials of either Khalid, Sheikh Mohammed, or this other fellow from Christmas Eve. And the Constitution clearly says that the judicial power shall extend to all cases in law and equity arising under the Constitution, the laws of the United States, and treaties made thereof. So, you know, in other words, these guys, and believe me, I'm not supporting Obama or anything else. I'm just saying that the Constitution says that an individual cannot be taken from his house in the middle of the night, like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, at 2 o'clock in the morning, blindfolded and thrown into prison for 5 years. Now, if he's not able to have a jury trial, you know, no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, then what treaty? Then he falls under a treaty that we have, and therefore the question is, what treaty, what rules of law says that this man shall have a trial other than a jury trial? And it has to be one of the two. I mean, the Constitution is very clear. So, you know, I just don't understand what's going on with this whole mess. We never hear about what the actual Constitution requires in this case. All we hear is a bunch of hype from Democrats and Republicans back one way and the other. And what Obama's doing with this nonsense of saying, you know, as you've heard, that, well, look, even if he's found innocent, we're not going to let him go. And, of course, that's totally unconstitutional as well. So
yeah,
Gerard
would be, and I'm with you. But look, there are two things. One, even presuming that they have a right, that this guy, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, has a right to a civil trial, let's just presume that's true. The question I have is the behavior of this administration telegraphing his guilt and saying he'll be executed. Trust us, this guy's dirty, and he'll be found guilty. Let's presume the premise is he deserves a civil trial. Is this White House willfully, knowingly tainting a jury and throwing and creating a mistrial situation before it even gets started?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, but I will say this, Chris. I'm not talking about a civil trial. I'm talking about a criminal trial. And, you know, if for some reason the jury is tainted or something else, this man cannot sue in a civil trial the United States. Amendment 17 of the Constitution clearly states that, you know, a state cannot be sued by some foreign entity or foreign citizens or citizens even from another state. So
yeah, but see, now that's where we get back to, I don't know that this guy qualifies under the Constitution to have a criminal or civil trial. But Gerard, look, they're salient questions. I'm more focused on the ineptitude of this administration, whether it's purposeful, if it's naive. I'm letting you fill in the blank because, you know, I've every reason to believe, you know, Dr. Savage would get blamed for me suggesting that they're doing it purposefully. So yeah, please, someone educate me. Thank you for the call, Gerard. Let's go to John in Fresno next on the Savage Nation. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing? Good to talk to you. I'm an old New Yorker. I love Michael. Yeah, he definitely did it purposely. I'm a high school graduate. I never went to law school. And when I heard what he said, I even put two and two together, like you say, from the stupid shows I see on TV. They're doing it purposely for some reason. Socialism, Marxism. I really think they want to take over. It's just I'm so uptight about it.
I know, John. I know. Look, rather than me spew a bunch of rhetoric assigning blame, I figure let's just have it out. Let's talk about it. I'm giving, by the way, ample opportunity to any Obama supporter. You already heard from one, and I'd love to hear from more. I'd love to hear people that still think this guy walks on water explain to me what in the world they're doing. Thank you, John. Let me go to Chad in San Antonio next on the Savage Nation. Hi, Chad.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me on. Just you're asking the right question. Is it cluelessness of the administration, or did something actually criminal happen? I mean, why isn't the FBI, or why doesn't the FBI open an investigation to say, hey, did this breach of information that was supposedly secret to the Senate Intelligence Committee, and now it's blabbed all over national television, you know, did a crime occur? And somebody needs to look into that, whether it's the FBI or whoever, and see, you know, is there something there? Did something happen that shouldn't have? You know, why is no one asking that question from, you know, the FBI or the authorities that, you know, really, I guess, ought to be in control of, you know.
Well, Chad, here's the interesting conundrum about that. The head of the FBI, Mueller, is the guy that Kit Bond, the senator on the Senate Intelligence Committee, is saying, told them privately, hey, let's not talk about this Tuesday when we have the hearing, just to let you know this is what we know. but let's keep this quiet in the hearing. So Feinstein's in the Senate subcommittee hearing running it the very next day, and she shoots her mouth off about it. The White House shoots their mouth off about it. Kitbon says, what are you people doing? We weren't supposed to talk about this. I would think Mueller would be the first guy to be able to clear this up very quickly, but why wouldn't he step to the microphone and clear it up, Chad?
Exactly, exactly. Who knows? You know, obviously, power politics, but...
Well, I'm glad you called. I'm glad you called, and it's just a question I'm going to keep asking, and I would love, again, I'm going to leave it open throughout the course of the show. We're going to move on to other things as well at 800-449-8255. Let's go to Albany. Talk to Tom. Tom, you're on the Savage Nation. Hi.
Yeah, I'm an attorney here in Albany, New York, and as far as Obama possibly tainting the jury pool, it would be my opinion that he's, as the chief law enforcement officer of the country and basically the head of the Justice Department, when he speaks like that, it could be basically taken as the same as if a federal prosecutor said that. He's on one side of the case, just as if the defense attorney came up and said, you know, my client is innocent and he should be released, you know, immediately. Neither statement really taints the jury pool because... These are two adversarial positions. You understand what I'm saying?
So you're saying that their assertion of their guilt and their execution is not a call for a mistrial?
Yeah, when a federal prosecutor has let's say a murder case or whatever, and he goes on the television and says, you know, I'm glad I got this man. He's a very dangerous person. We're going to prosecute him. He's guilty, and I'm going to push to have him electrocuted. That doesn't taint the jury pool.
Barack Obama's not prosecuting this case.
Department of Obama is the chief law enforcement officer of the United States.
All right. Well, what about his press secretary, Robert Gibbs, who doubled down on it and did it twice over the weekend?
That might be questionable, but I'll tell you the truth. I think that if you brought this before a judge and laid this out, I guess that the Obama administration would say, well, this man was speaking for the president. This is the president's viewpoint, and basically we're speaking as the prosecutors in this federal case.
What about this being a federal case at all, Tom, rather than being handled in the military ranks?
I'll tell you, you had a gentleman on before who was pretty good about the constitutional requirements. The Constitution says that a felon has to be charged and tried in the district that the crime occurred.
Presuming they're citizens, though. I mean, I don't think the presumption of citizenship is there with this guy, is it?
The Constitution does not just apply to citizens. It applies to persons.
We're talking about acts of war by foreign nationals, enemy combatants, Tom.
There could be more of a case made about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, but because he was basically detained in a foreign country. But this man... the Christmas Day man, his crime occurred in the United States. He was detained and arrested by the FBI in the United States. And I think that it would be a tough way to go in federal court to argue that he should not be tried in the federal district in Detroit.
So you're telling me that I'll be honest with you. I don't know the law. You're an attorney. You know it better than me. But I'm just an outside guy looking in, and I say to myself, Tom, that a guy flies from Yemen. We have actionable intelligence that this guy means us harm. He loads up his underwear with an explosive. He tries to detonate it over the city of Detroit. He just happens to be on a domestic-bound flight to Detroit when he does it. And it makes sense to you, Tom, that this foreign guy that wants to blow up an airliner, just happens to be landing in Detroit, that suddenly entitles him to our courts?
You know, don't get me wrong. I'm not arguing whether it makes sense or not, but I'm telling you that as far as the law is concerned...
But that's what I mean, Tom, and I'm not arguing with you. I'm really not. I just mean I'm not sure the law agrees with the premise that he's entitled to our courts.
I think that it would be a very tough argument before a federal judge.
Yeah. Tom, thank you for the phone call. I'm glad you did. 800-449-8255. Jake's in Chicago on the Savage Nation. Jake, I'm Chris in for Dr. Savage tonight. Hello.
Hey. I got a problem with this. First of all, I believe the entire argument is both intellectually dishonest, and both parties, Republican and Democrats, are just playing party politics with national security. First of all, the policy of trying terrorists as criminals started with Ronald Reagan. It then went to George Herbert Walker Bush, Bill Clinton, and then George Bush, and now Obama. This has been something that we've done over the years, placing many, many terrorists as criminals.
Yeah, but Jay, I know where you're going with this, but I'm more focused on right now whether or not you agree it should be tried in a civil court. The fact of the matter is, okay, we've decided this administration has the ship has sailed. It's done. I'm not arguing that point. I'm arguing all the blabbing, all the shooting off of the mouth about the presumption of guilt and the guaranteed execution before the trial's even underway. Any boob knows that that's not how you conduct a trial when you're prosecuting somebody.
Well, first of all, you're absolutely correct. But the point is that the Republicans cannot continue to berate an administration and say to any, and I'm not going to support the Obama administration because I don't particularly support it, but in this case, Republicans can't go around saying that you're giving a terrorist the rights of a U.S. citizen and then turn around and say, now you're expatiating on national security talks. In the meantime, KSM, if you try him in New York, first thing a lawyer is going to do is go for a change of venue. And I'll tell you what, you're going to have a problem finding an unbiased jury in any part of this country.
Especially now, right? Yeah. No, that's right, Jake. And I got to run to break here. I think we're on the same page. I'm not making this a Republican-Democrat thing. I'm genuinely asking about the aptitude or ineptitude, however you wish to phrase it, of this administration. Look, these are this stuff's real. It's deadly. It's deadly serious, and it's not going to stop. And Senate Intelligence, FBI, they're saying we've got stuff we know, and there's a real debate about who knows it and how it should be disseminated, if at all. And this administration claims, hey, look, we're not saying anything we're not allowed to say. And the Senate Intelligence Committee is saying, no, that's not true. You're saying some stuff you shouldn't be saying. That matters to me. I mean, when our government's chief task in the Constitution is provide for the common defense, that matters to me. 800-449-8255. Chris Stigall in for Dr. Savage. MichaelSavage.com for all the important reading today. This is the Savage Nation.
Savage.
This is the Savage Nation. Chris Stigall in for Michael Savage tonight. MichaelSavage.com, the website where you'll find the latest news like this. Gallup, socialism viewed positively by 36% of Americans. What does that make you cringe? They have Democrats and Republicans agree in their ratings of several of their terms, but differ significantly in the ratings. They have, and you can read all this at MichaelSavage.com. It's a very interesting read today. Just off the top of your head, the question is asked. Would you say you have a positive or negative image of each of the following? Small business, free enterprise, entrepreneurs, capitalism, big business, the federal government, socialism. Now, this is interesting. They ask Democrat and Democrat leaners and Republican or Republican leaners. I thought most interesting, do you have a positive or negative image of each of the following? Now, this is positive. Republican, Republican-leaning people. 27% of those asked have a positive image of the federal government. Democrat or Democrat-leaning that answered this question, 67% of them had a positive image of the federal government. Who has a positive image of the federal government these days? Now, conservative, moderate, liberal. Just off the top of your head, would you say you have a positive or negative image of each of the following? The federal government. Again, conservatives have a 30% positive image of the federal government. Moderates have a 52% positive image of the federal government. Liberals, 65%. I mean, it's very clear. Moderates are exactly what you'd think they'd be, right down the middle. Half of them believe the federal government's great, half of them don't. Which is why, and Tom Tancredo, coming up, you're going to hear this on the Savage Nation. Michael Savage has this up on his website as well today, the Tom Tancredo speech, where he said he thanks God John McCain didn't win the election. And it's largely based on that very answer that I just read to you. 52% of moderates think the federal government's just swell. Well, there you have it. That's John McCain in a nutshell, seems to me. Anyway, we'll get into that. 800-449-8255, the telephone number. Let's go to Monterey. Talk to RJ next. RJ, I'm Chris, and for Dr. Savage tonight. Hello, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Rick Holder, he has a lifetime of representing terrorists. He helped Mark Rich get a pardon for Bill Clinton, when he, Mark Rich, as you recall, dealt with terrorists in Iran. He helped Hillary Clinton release the Puerto Rican terrorists so she could get the Puerto Rican vote in New York. And his law firm that he still has ties with currently represents a lot of the Gitmo detainees. And so he is tied up to the hip to helping terrorists.
So do you think Eric Holder acts alone, or does he do it at the behest of Barack Obama?
I think you have a group of people who hate America, who hate the strength and power of America, and they are all allied in that force.
All right. And RJ, thank you. I want to get Mark in here from San Diego next. Thanks, RJ. Mark, you're on the Savage Nation. Hi.
Yeah, hi, Chris. I do not underestimate the intelligence of Obama. I think you're dead on. Well, I don't know what you're... I think by your question, you believe it's not...
Well, I said what I was. I think what you were about to say. I don't think he's a dumb man. Okay, I don't think the president's a dumb man. I think he's quite savvy. I think he's quite smart. He's a constitutional scholar. He says so. I take him at his word. He knows the law. He knows the Constitution. He's not dumb. So we've established that. So what's going on?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to take him at his word. And from what I've seen, how does somebody come from nowhere in 2.5 years and become president? He's not dumb. He's aligned himself with the right people, and he's doing what the people that got him elected are telling him to do.
Mark,
he is deliberately undermining the prosecution of the terrorists by treating them as citizens, which they're not. They're war criminals, and the closing of Gitmo and all of that is all part of the same package to undermine the prosecution of terrorists, as enemies of the state. He's not doing that. He's not fulfilling his obligation to defend the United States.
Mark, thank you. MichaelSavage.com, the website. Lots to read as you head into the weekend. 800-449-8255.
Savage. For all things news and talk radio, visit TRNCentral.com.
Warning, The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
This is The Savage Nation. I'm Chris Stigall, in for Michael Savage. You can go to MichaelSavage.com to read all the latest headlines Michael himself has put up on the website. And Dr. Savage, thank you for the invitation to be here. 800-449-8255, the phone number, if you want to jump into the conversation. 800-449-8255, reading at MichaelSavage.com. In fact, just during the break, the opening night speaker at the National Tea Party down in Nashville, Tom Tancredo, ripping in to President Obama, but also, and that was more predictable, it's what a lot of people didn't see coming, ripping into John McCain. And I'd ask you this today at 800-449-8255. Do you agree with the statement Tom Tancredo made? Couple of things. One, he says, we don't have a civics literacy test before people vote in this country. We should, he says. He criticized the cult of multiculturalism. That's a quote. He said, thank God John McCain lost the election, voicing the belief McCain would have presided over big budgets and lacked a tough stand against immigration. He served for 10 years in the House of Representatives, made a name for himself with his ardent opposition of, I see ABC writes, his ardent opposition to immigration. Illegal immigration. Thank you, ABC. He believes the 2008 election served to galvanize the right. Did it. 800-449-8255. He said, this is our country. Let's take it back. ABC felt the need to describe the crowd. Tancredo's speech received enthusiastic applause at times, but the crowd did not fill the large ballroom. So, you see, ABC just can't resist. I mean, they've already slapped him around saying he's opposed to all immigration, period, stop. Not not clarifying what Tom Tancredo is all about. I've interviewed him a number of times myself. I know Dr. Savage has had him on this show. He's not anti-immigrant. He's not anti-immigration. But that's a tired old argument, a tired old line that they use. Who wrote this? Stephen Portnoy and John Berman of ABC News. Typical. Anyway, you can read the entire thing and all the latest about this at michaelsavage.com. But yeah, he did not fill the ballroom. As though that somehow didn't fill it. We do not have a civics literacy test before people can vote in this country. We're obsessed with the cult of multiculturalism. Thank God John McCain lost the election. Said that he would have presided over a big budget and lacked a tough stand against immigration. Well, is Barack Obama the same? Are they one and the same? Did it matter? Did this do? Did Barack Obama almost do a favor to the country, rousting people awake out of their long slumber, starting to pay attention to big deficits? 800-449-8255. Let's go to Houston. Jim, you're on the Savage Nation. I'm Chris, and for Dr. Savage, hello.
Sir, I believe that this administration is looking to, they want to let one more terrorist in so that it'll be dangerous to reelect some other president in 3 years. Thank you.
Are you still there, Jim?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, could you explain yourself one more time? They're doing it to reelect Barack Obama? What was your take on that? I missed it.
I think they're making conditions in New York so dangerous that they want to let one more terrorist in. It's a crazy idea, so that the American people are so afraid to elect a new president, just like they said about Bush, which is wrong in my opinion, but it wasn't true with Bush. But the conditions in New York are so dangerous, or were going to be, that they just want to let one more terrorist in, so it makes it dangerous to elect any other president come, in 2010. So.
Yeah, you know, Jim, the thing about it is, here's the only thing I struggle with that. I think, God forbid, this country ever be hit again with any kind of terror strike, but all the intel as of late, and Wall Street Journal just reported it this week, the LA Times late last year, the terrorist chatter is at an all-time high again. We're busting up the cells Fort Hood. I mean, we know all of it that's going on. It's rampant again. The crotch bomber on Christmas Day. Terrorism is alive and well, and the designs to destroy this country and murder Americans is very, very real. Now, God forbid somebody hit us in a major way again, like 9/11. I don't think this administration withstands that. I think that's not in their interests, because this is already a guy who, even in his own campaign, admitted, Barack Obama, that this was not their strong suit. Defense, military, a strong national defense is arguably the single weakest part of the portfolio that is Barack Obama. So a terror strike on his watch doesn't seem to be something he'd want. He certainly couldn't benefit from it, Jim, is my point. I mean, I know what you're saying. People would be fearful and they'd rally around their leader. But I think that this country would blame him. There are a lot of things people can say about Bush. I mean, and we have, and Dr. Savage has. But I don't think there's any doubt the commitment to root this stuff out and keep it squashed was the Bush-Cheney model. I don't think the country would react similarly to Barack Obama if hit.
I don't know. It's very hard to say, because they're doing so many incompetent type of things that's so hard to figure out what the heck is he thinking.
Yeah. Jim, thank you. I appreciate the call. Bill is in New York. Bill, welcome to the Savage Nation. Hi.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for the call.
Chris, I'm with you. I cannot, for the life of me, figure out why they're trying these terrorists in our federal district courts as opposed to our military courts. However, I have a suggestion on how you might be able to find out. If you recall, under the Bush administration, Bush also tried a lot of these terrorists in the civilian courts. And I, at the time, I thought, why is he doing this? This is crazy. He ought to be trying these terrorists in our military courts. But Bush tried a lot of these terrorists in their federal district courts, that is the civilian courts. Try to, if you could contact some administration officials back from the Bush administration, ask them why they chose to try these guys in the civilian courts. I think only speculation, of course. I think the reason is they did it for political reasons. They were just trying to show the world that that they weren't gonna railroad these guys, because I think there's a certain perception that if you're tried in a military court, you're going to jail. Okay, you're gonna get railroaded in a military court as opposed to getting a fairer shake.
Well, that's right, Bill. I mean, we do know, and I think maybe I've sort of answered my own question here when I say this, as did you, when I opened the segment and asked, what is it exactly about this guy in terms of the military? He looks weak. I think people perceive him as weak. I think by their own admission, the Democrats in general, and certainly Obama, seem and appear and look weak. I mean, the Majesty was speaking the other day about a Navy corpsman. No kidding. He read this. He read it three different times. I mean, he just doesn't understand his way around defense, national defense, military. It's very uncomfortable for him. So you're right, Bill. The national image, or the international image of the military in his mind is shady, is dark, is sinister. And any kind of trials or any kind of justice to be done within the military means evil, means, shady, means conniving. And he wants to show the world his openness and his enlightenment, Bill. Thank you for the phone call. Let me go to David in Pennsylvania. David, welcome to the Savage Nation. Hi.
Good to talk to you, Chris. I am a registered Democrat that I've been since 1977. I've only voted for one Democrat my whole time, and I've voted every time. And I'm mostly independent, but I had to register under a party so I could be on the primaries. But I wanted to make a comment about when you were asking about what we thought with our president was either ignorant or doing this willingly. And I'll be honest with you, I believe he did it willingly, and it's a setup, the Democratic Party, and not just the Democratic Party. I am ashamed to be a Democrat because of what the party has done now and is doing, and they are a communist. And I am looking for a party that's more conservative, Christian, and constitutional. And I'll tell you what I think with the bomber, with the crotch bomber. I believe our government was in on it, set him up to be a potsy, to do this, to be able to get these body scanners in. And I believe that they were doing it to set up, because they do this all the time, like a rice chaff setup, and they're doing this to cause fear into the people, to allow them to more control us as a people. And I believe it was a setup from our own government. And this,
you know, David, first of all, thanks for the phone call. The thing that strikes me is even going down that path, I know there are people that are listening in. They think David's nuts for saying what he just said. But even if it's all true, all right, even if it's all true and it's being willfully done and it's purposely done and he's purposely making us more vulnerable or he's purposely trying to take more control, there is an upheaval. This is where Tancredo, I think, has it right. There's such a rage and an upheaval in this country. It seems to me that this kind of stuff, even if you want to go full tilt where David just went, the rage that's building here, I mean, when a Republican wins Ted Kennedy's seat in Massachusetts, it's very real. It's organic. It's authentic. I just don't, and heaven forbid, God forbid we're ever struck again in a major way by a terrorist. It only becomes marginally worse for an administration that is already loathed by the vast majority of the country, not for politics, but just by the sheer, what seems to be, willful seizure of freedoms and liberties. I mean, that's my take. 800-449-8255. Dr. Savage, thanks for the invitation tonight. I hope you'll check out michaelsavage.com. Lots to read and get to tonight, and we will talk about it all coming up on the Savage Nation.
Savage.
It's the Savage Nation. Chris Stigall in for Michael Savage tonight. Dr. Savage, I appreciate the invitation, and I thank you, part of the Savage Nation, for listening, calling at 800-449-8255, and stopping by michaelsavage.com to read all the headlines, including the headline that Tom Tancredo made down at the National Tea Party Convention here yesterday when he said, "Thank God John McCain lost the election," saying that McCain would have presided over big budgets and lacked a tough stand against immigration. He believes the 08 election served to galvanize the right. He also said, "We don't have a civics literacy test before people can vote in this country, and that's why Barack Obama won the presidency." 800-449-8255. We're also talking about, is it willful? Is it ignorance? Is it naivete that is causing this administration to continue to bumble and stumble and fumble the handling of the now what they want, a civil trial or criminal trial for the 9/11 mastermind? They're moving that around. There seems to me they're calling for a mistrial, by all accounts, running around declaring the guilt and execution of KSM before he's even had his trial that they want. And like I've said, anybody that watches a crime show knows you don't run around when you're got a criminal or civil trial afoot. You don't run around declaring somebody guilty, tried and hanged, or electrocuted before you've even started the trial. It's called tainting the jury pool. And the president of the United States, I'd think, is probably pretty guilty of doing that. And with the largest microphone in the world, is there a jury at this point that could give the guy the fair trial that Barack Obama so desperately wants? Meanwhile, the crotch bomber being interrogated by law enforcement officials, Mirandized, the whole shebang, he starts talking. The FBI tells the Senate Intelligence Committee he's talking. We got information from him, but please don't share this. What does the White House do? They run right to the microphone and share it. Hey, everybody, the crotch bomber's talking. And we didn't even need to take him into a military tribunal to do it. Well, Kit Bond and other members of the Senate Intelligence Committee say, wait a minute. The FBI director said this was quiet. This was private information. We weren't supposed to blab about it. That's telegraphing to the terrorist cells in Yemen from which he comes that he's talking. It's not good for national security. So is it willful? Is it naivete? These are questions I'm asking. MichaelSavage.com, lots to read. We'll get into all of it or what's on your mind. 800-449-8255. Let's go to Brian in Norfolk, Virginia. Brian, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hi.
Yes, sir. Hello. Tom Tancredo is exactly right. We are obsessed with the culture of multiculturalism in America. Illegal immigrants are bankrupting this nation. One only has to look at California. This is only a microcosm of what's getting ready to happen. One has only to look at the current situation in South Africa to see what's going to happen here. If this situation is not brought under control.
Brian, thank you. Marlene is in Kansas on the Savage Nation. Hi, Marlene.
Hi. I think everything that Barack Obama does is overshadowed by his great arrogance. And yesterday on the Glenn Beck program, someone was talking with him, and they had been in the West Wing. All of the historical pictures that have always hung in the West Wing are gone. They said there are 300 photographs of Barack Obama hanging on the walls now. No George Washington, no Abe Lincoln. It's all pictures of Barack Obama. This
I don't know, Marlene.
Of all the pictures in Saddam Hussein's palaces that went from the floor to the ceiling, three stories, and also Abernathy took the church as his office. It had been a church. I saw the inside of it by camera, and he's got great big tall pictures of himself all over.
Marlene, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. Look, I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, I can't verify that. I find that very hard to believe, frankly. I mean, there's enough about this guy to dislike. There's enough about this guy to analyze and debate without ever having to question. And I know a lot of folks are not going to like it when I say it. But there is enough about this administration and this president to debate without ever having to bring in what you suppose he might be doing behind closed doors. I mean, we could spend an entire show, and many people do, and would love nothing more than to assign a lot of sinister motives to the guy. I'm saying, here's what we know to be fact. This is not conjecture. These are things that we know to be fact, that the man has spoken out loud, that his administration has done and spoken out loud. I'm not looking for anything secret. I don't think we have to, be peeking into dark corners and looking under rugs to find salacious details on this administration. I think they are right out there in the open to see what they're all about. The question is, what is it? What's going on? That's the conversation I want to have. We don't have to go black helicopter to get the job done here. 800-449-8255.
Savage. For all things news and talk radio, visit TRNCentral.com.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Chris Stigall in for Michael Savage. MichaelSavage.com, the website, is the United States bullying Toyota. Dr. Savage, one of the first to say that this week. It's pretty clear. The story, the latest, is at MichaelSavage.com, as well as Tom Tancredo's latest bomb throwing down there in Nashville at the National Tea Party. We're talking about the KSM trial, as well as the crotch bomber, and this administration's handling of that, all at 800-449-8255. Lots to read. MichaelSavage.com. This story also stuck out to me today. I saw it at the corner on National Review Online. We have the audio of this. The DNC fundraiser last night, Barack Obama, the speaker. This is keeping with the theme of creepy, keeping with the theme of narcissism. Who says this? I would ask you to listen to this and imagine this is you. Not even, let's just imagine you've got a great friend. Someone has just passed away and they are your good, good friend. All right. And you're about to hear a woman. He's going to tell the story of a woman, a huge supporter of the Barack Obama campaign who's passed away of breast cancer. But it's the last line of this 30-second clip that just, it's you'll see. Listen.
I got a note today from one of my staff. They forwarded it to me from a woman in St. Louis who had been part of our campaign, very active, who had passed away from breast cancer. She didn't have insurance. She couldn't afford it. And she had fought a tough battle for 4 years. All through the campaign, she was fighting it. But finally, she succumbed to it. And she insisted she's going to be buried in an Obama T-shirt.
High five. The heart-wrenching story of a supporter who died of breast cancer. And she's going to be buried in my shirt. Thank you, King Tut. How Egyptian. What? I don't. Who honestly, and I mean this, who speaks like that? Who would, you're the president of the United States, and you're telling a heart-rending story about a woman who died of breast cancer, who was a supporter of yours, and that's not enough. You got to drive it home, drill it through the uprights with, and she insists she's going to be buried with a picture of me on her. I don't know who speaks like that. Do you? Do you know people that do? Maybe you do. Maybe that's something you'd share in a large setting with people. That, to me, is creepy. 800-449-8255. Mike's in New York, and you're up first, Mike, on the Savage Nation. Hi.
Yeah, I think that just is going to back up what I'm about to say, is that I think the president has got the short-sighted, greedy, shallow, weak-kneed Democrats wrapped around his finger. And I think that the power that has the money to funnel millions of undocumented dollars under the guise of individual donations into the Obama campaign before he got elected have got their guy who's got a head that's far too big for his own business in Barack Obama. I think this power that has been funneling the money to the president is hell-bent on destroying this country.
Mike, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. Let me go to another New York call and Mary next on the Savage Nation. Hi, Mary. I'm Chris in for Dr. Savage.
Hi. I can barely speak after hearing that clip, but I had a comment about what you were talking about earlier about KSM. And
Mary, may I ask you before you get to your point, because I want to know, why? Why did that clip bother you? Because I have a hard time even articulating why it bothered me. Why did it bother you?
Well, me personally, because I happen to know a person exactly like that, and I didn't realize how much he was like Obama until I heard that clip. And this person that I know happens to be a member of the clergy. And I was just blown away one time when I tried to talk to this member of the clergy about something that was bothering me about my health. And he said, I really can't listen to that. He said, because I have to listen to my congregants and all about their cancer and everything. And it was just that comment blew me away so much, in the same way that Obama's comment just blew me away just now.
You're saying in the last sentence, he's telling this story about this woman who died of breast cancer, and she insisted she's going to be buried in an Obama T-shirt. That bothered you?
Totally. It just it's the ultimate in narcissism and self, just being, you know, so egotistical beyond everything, and not being sensitive. I wonder how sensitive he can be to us as people in this country now, you know?
Well, Mary, I'm asking you, and I thank you for trying to articulate it. I wasn't entirely sure I could, other than I just know creepy when I hear it, and that creeped me out. But, Mary, that's not why you called. Take it away.
That was creepy. I was calling about what you were talking about earlier, about how easy he was going on these guys and whether it was purposeful or not. And it makes me wonder a couple of things. What would Obama stand to gain if it was purposeful? And then that made me wonder if possibly, I don't know if this is too weird, but if possibly Obama could have a virtual gun to his head by, say, Al-Qaeda, who could be saying to him, you know, if you don't go easy on these guys, we'll really blow up your country, you know?
So you think he might be doing it out of benevolent defense of the country?
Could it be that he's trying to thwart a huge destruction of this country, even worse than 9/11?
Well, look, Mary, if that's the case, I would be happy to know that were true. I mean, obviously we'd never know that to be sure, but that's a positive way to look at it. And I'm not willing to look at it positively. It's the first positive spin I've heard placed on it, Mary, but I'm glad you called me. Thank you. 800-449-8255, 800-449-8255. MichaelSavage.com is the website. There is a lot to read at MichaelSavage.com, including is the United States bullying Toyota. This was another pretty stunning event this week, and I know Dr. Savage talked a great deal about it. But when you hear the Transportation Secretary, Ray LaHood, testify before Congress and say, hey, everybody stop driving your Toyota, stocks plunge. And he said, oh, no, I didn't mean to stop driving your Toyota. I meant, take it in and have it fixed. But we're not done with Toyota. Did you hear that part? Did you hear that when he said, I'm not done with Toyota? The U.S. This story at MichaelSavage.com, the U.S. Transportation Chief's public rebukes of Toyota's handling of a massive safety recall have raised eyebrows, given the U.S. government's major stake in rivals General Motors and Chrysler. How about this? Now becoming a mainstream story, Dr. Savage taking the lead as usual. The optics are terrible, because this is what happens when a government owns a company. The two companies that are going to gain the most out of this are General Motors and Chrysler, says Peter Morici, professor at the University of Maryland's Business School. Their behavior is consistent with the general policy of the U.S. government, he says, whether it's dealing with coffee makers or cars. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood sat down with reporters Wednesday to lay out a timeline of how U.S. officials had pushed Toyota to take corrective actions on its pedal problems since 2007. He caused a brief panic when he told congressional panel that owners of 5.3 million Toyota vehicles should stop driving them. Was that an accident? I mean, the question you have to ask yourself, are these things accidental? And sorry to sound cynical, 800-449-8255, but are there accidents in politics at this level? This frequent? Every day it's an, oops, I didn't mean to say that. Oops, I didn't know he didn't pay his taxes. Oops, I didn't mean to perjure, or I didn't mean to taint a jury pool, potentially, by saying he's going to be found guilty and executed. Oops! Oops! Oops, I blurted out that we're finding out all kinds of information from the detained crotch bomber. Oops! Maybe they are just Keystone Cop inept. Maybe. I mean, nothing would please me more and help me sleep better at night if I could go to sleep just thinking they're just clumsy. Well, New York, Kevin, let's try you. What do you say? You're on the Savage Nation. I'm Chris, and for Dr. Savage, hi.
Thank you, Christopher, for taking my call.
You bet.
Concerning just one real quick comment concerning the T-shirt, and then I'll get to my question. I think his mentioning that sort of shows exactly the extent that the quality of our chief executives has deteriorated to.
Can I play that again, Kevin, for folks? Let me play this again. People need to hear this thing before we go on. I want people to know what you're referring to, Kevin. Here we go, that 30-second clip again, guys, if we could.
I got a note today from one of my staff. They forwarded it to me from a woman in St. Louis who had been part of our campaign, very active, who had passed away from breast cancer. She didn't have insurance. She couldn't afford it, and she had fought a tough battle for 4 years all through the campaign. She was fighting it, but finally she succumbed to it. And she insisted she's going to be buried in an Obama T-shirt.
All right, Kevin, you were saying?
You heard the background, the clapping, the laughing.
Cackling, laughing, yes.
It shows that the chief executive has a lot to be desired. Anyway, just a couple of facts I just want to bring up, and then I'll let you comment on them if you would. A couple of weeks ago, Dr. Savage mentioned a list of 8 or 10 different priorities that Americans are interested in. And the number one was, of course, national security. And one of the last ones was health reform. Now, if I remember correctly, a number of weeks or perhaps a month ago, one of the members of the administration had said that our biggest problem is not with foreign terrorists, but it's with Christian fundamentalists. And yet it seems that the chief executive, as well as his czars, who, by the way, are not voted on by the Senate, they don't seem to listen to what the people of the nation are interested in or where their priorities are. He has his own agenda, and terrorism, obviously, since Muslims are still coming into this country by the ton. In my own town here, we have 25,000 of them.
Yeah, Kevin, I've got to run. I'm with you. I know what you're saying to a degree. At least I'm halfway there. You know, I can't comment to, you know, who's coming in the country and count and that sort of thing. But what I can say is this administration out of step with the priorities of the country? You bet. I mean, that's what the town halls and tea parties are all about. I'm actually quite inspired. You know, when you really think about it, I mean, for all the darkness and all the frustration and anger, frankly, that many of us feel at Washington right now, I find myself more often than not lately pretty inspired when I stop and consider that a 60-vote supermajority in the Senate, an 80-seat lead in the House, and a Democrat president with a very left-leaning agenda, to put it mildly, those three components working in concert together could not thwart the will of the American people. At the end of the day, there's a headline today at the Associated Press. It was posted just moments before I started the program here today for Dr. Savage. Obama admits healthcare overhaul may die on Hill. There is still, and that's the beauty of our founding fathers and the founding documents that make this country great, there is still something to be said in the beauty and the power and the simplicity of the will of the people, a mobilized, active constituency, an electorate, in a representative form of government. It is a beautiful thing, and so I will say that there is something to be quite optimistic about, despite their turning a blind eye to the will of what this country really desires. And you're right, Kevin. National defense is right up there. We're not dummies. We saw that an Army sergeant just gunned down his colleagues at Fort Hood. We saw that. We saw the murder of another Army recruitment officer. We saw a guy nearly blow up a plane on Christmas Day, and we've seen this administration's bumbling and fumbling in inactivity. The folks in New York, WOR listeners, you guys know a terrorist trial, a civilian, a criminal trial in Manhattan, blocks from where these murderers slaughtered 3,000 of your fellow countrymen? It's crazy. And everyone in this country, from sea to shining sea, liberal, conservative, moderate, Democrat, constitutional, libertarian, whatever you want to call it, Americans just know when something's fundamentally wrong, despite the full-tilt crazy that's in control in Washington. I have reason to believe this is an optimistic time we're headed into in 2010. How about you? 800-449-8255. Thanks for the call, Kevin. 800-449-8255. I'm Chris, in for Dr. Savage tonight. MichaelSavage.com is the website. I do hope you'll go. This is the Savage Nation.
Savage.
I got a note today from one of my staff. They forwarded it to me from a woman in St. Louis who had been part of our campaign, very active, who had passed away from breast cancer. She didn't have insurance. She couldn't afford it. And she had fought a tough battle for 4 years. All through the campaign, she was fighting it. But finally, she succumbed to it. And she insisted she's going to be buried in an Obama T-shirt.
This is the Savage Nation. I'm Chris Stigall, filling in for Dr. Savage tonight. Michael, thank you for the invitation, and I do hope that you go to michaelsavage.com, where Dr. Savage has handpicked stories that he feels are some of the most important out there today, and hopes you'll read. michaelsavage.com, 800-449-8255 is the phone number to the Savage Nation if you want to jump in the conversation. Let's start with Marie in Arizona. Hi, Marie.
Hi, Christopher. Thank you for taking my call. Hello. Comment is regarding the trials for the terrorists. I think that if the United States government is going to try these guys in a civilian court, then they should be held in the general population while they're awaiting trial. And if we do that, I don't think they'll last that long.
You know, look, there are some people, Marie, and I appreciate the phone call. There are some people that actually believe that this, throwing these guys in general population, some statistics have borne out that they radicalize many more in the midst of a general prison population. And the stats bear that out. The studies have been there. That's been the discussion about bringing Gitmo detainees, to rural Illinois or wherever they're going to store them now. You're just radicalizing prison populations. But I suppose that's for another show. Let's go to Los Angeles. Talk to Daniel on the Savage Nation. Hi, Daniel.
Hi. Just in regards to that 30-second clip that you had done with Obama and that one lady, she was fighting breast cancer for 4 years. She must have had some sort of health treatment during that period of time before she passed away. And it was mentioned in that same clip that she didn't have health insurance. So I just kind of find that odd, that's all.
Well, Daniel, it's a great catch, and I'm glad you called. I got a letter note from today. I've got the transcript here. They forwarded it to me from a woman in St. Louis who's been part of our campaign, very active. She passed away from breast cancer, didn't have insurance, couldn't afford it, put off having the kind of exams she needed, and she fought a tough battle for 4 years. Look, anybody that's battled with breast cancer, and I've known a few ladies that have, if you don't nip it in the bud right away, you're absolutely right, Daniel. You die fairly quickly, to be candid. So that she staved it off for 4 years, it either wasn't very advanced or she had some kind of treatment. That's a fine point. Let's also remember that this administration, the government-funded survey study that came out not too long ago that said, you women having your annual mammograms, you don't need to do that anymore. Remember in the run-up to selling socialized medicine, cutting costs? After 50, maybe every other year. And even then, maybe. Remember that study?
Savage. For all things news and talk radio, visit trncentral.com.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And
Now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
This is The Savage Nation. I'm Chris Stegall, filling in for Michael Savage tonight at 800-449-8255. Dr. Savage, thanks for the invitation. I know Michael wants you to go to the website, michaelsavage.com, to read what he has hand-selected for you as some of the stories at least he's keeping his eye on, and I know he'll want to talk about as soon as he gets back. But I'm thrilled to be here with you. Thanks for listening. And if you want to jump in the conversation, 800-449-8255. Blizzard conditions. Most of the eastern portion of this country, blizzard conditions. 30 inches of snow they're calling for in and around the D.C. area. And a lot of the eastern seaboard just getting pummeled with snow. Blizzard! Meanwhile, this IPCC scandal continues to grow. I know if you've been listening to Dr. Savage with any regularity, you know he's been chronicling the dominoes that continue to fall on the global warming sham, the fraud. Now the Netherlands has jumped. Netherlands adds to UN climate report controversy. The Netherlands has asked the UN climate change panel to explain their inaccurate claim in a 2007 report. This is the same report, I believe, that said the Himalayan glaciers were going to melt by 2035. And that is completely bogus. I think the same report now that the Dutch said, hey, this report says you have us at half our country is below sea level. That's not true. Only 26% of the country is below sea level. This incident could cause further embarrassment for the IPCC, which recently admitted a claim in the same report global warming could melt the Himalayan glaciers. Yeah, I was right. IPCC experts calculated 55% of the Netherlands was below sea level. By adding the area below sea level, 26%, to the area threatened by river flooding, 29%. They're embarrassing. These people are just embarrassing. And now we're having its record snowfall, they're saying. Blizzard warnings wallop the east. Some locations in excess of 30 inches. Biggest blizzard of record. Is there anyone left that can say with a straight face they still believe Al Gore, the prophet, the Messiah? 800-449-8255. Let's get right to the calls. A lot of people still fired up about, or at least at minimum, if not fired up, creeped out, as I was. I can't get enough of this. Can we play it again, guys? Just because for people just joining us, I want you to hear it. We were talking about this earlier in the show. Barack Obama at the Democrats' fundraiser last night starts talking about a supporter of his that died of breast cancer, but it's the last line in his little presentation about the woman that has got a lot of people pretty creeped out today.
I got a note today from one of my staff. They forwarded it to me from a woman in St. Louis who had been part of our campaign, very active, who had passed away from breast cancer. She didn't have insurance. She couldn't afford it, and she had fought a tough battle for 4 years. All through the campaign, she was fighting it, but finally she succumbed to it. And she insisted she's going to be buried in an Obama T-shirt.
Ooh, Kyle's in Pittsburgh. Kyle, you're up first on the Savage Nation. I'm Chris, and for Dr. Savage, hello.
Hey, Chris, you're doing a great job filling in for Uncle Savage. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to say about that clip. It seems to me, as someone who studies and works in psych, that it kind of fits the definition, Obama fits the definition of a psychopath or a sociopath, because he, it's almost like he doesn't have a conscience when he says that, and he also views people as objects, which is very creepy.
What about narcissism? You say you study psychology. I have a friend that was thick in psychology. He said, you ought to read up. Get yourself a good old-fashioned textbook on narcissism. Read up and tell me That doesn't fit the definition of this guy. Do you know much about narcissism? I mean, the true psychological textbook definition.
Yeah, well, a psychopath usually has narcissism as like a symptom of their psychopathology. So, yeah. I mean, it's even worse, though, as a psychopath, because, I mean, psychopaths are dangerous because they manipulate people and they view people as objects, and they are narcissistic because they worship themselves.
Kyle, thanks for the phone call. Glad you waited. Let's go to Kansas. Talk to Ann next on the Savage Nation. Hi, Ann.
The reason for my call is to ask us all, Democrat or Republican or Libertarian or whatever, to be critical thinkers and ask ourselves, what is the point of him telling that story? Was the point to tell of a person who has given the last struggles of their life to trying to promote health care, or was this, or was the point of his story to tell about, I'm so wonderful that she gave her last years to me? I mean,
I think it's a wonderful question. It's a psychological question, and I think it's fair and right and reasonable to talk about the psychology of the man. I do, because, frankly, and that's been the whole point of this show tonight. I have been asking the question, from the civilian trial, the KSM, and the 9/11 mastermind, to the FBI, Mueller saying, "Hey, keep it quiet, but we're getting some information from the crotch bomber. Let's keep it on the down low." And then they go blurt it out to everybody. Or Ray LaHood, don't drive your Toyota. Or Rahm Emanuel with the inappropriate comment about the mentally disabled and handicapped this week. All these accidents, these alleged speech accidents out of this group. After a while, Ann, I have a very difficult time believing these, you know, he bowls like a Special Olympian. If you remember that, one of the earliest things, there's no regulation switch in the head. So you have to ask, Ann, and I think it's an appropriate question, what makes the man tick?
Think about the people in New York. If you were a rape victim, if you were a murder or attempted murder victim, do you want the trial to happen in the home where the rape or the attempted murder occurred? It is like putting a big target on those people. They have been through enough.
Thank you, Ann. I got to run. I do appreciate it, though. I want to get Ken in Michigan, who's been waiting patiently on the Savage Nation. Ken, welcome. I'm Chris in for Dr. Savage. Hi.
Hi. Chris, great job. I just wanted to point out the audio that you're playing of this Obama clip is somewhat edited. If you watch the video of him making this speech, you know, there's the usual hems and haws, but just before he makes that line, he's very serious. And I think he expected it to be a reverential thing, like she's buried in an Obama T-shirt. But what happened was the audience reaction shocked him, and you can actually see his mouth drop just for a split second. And I don't think he expected that reaction at all.
Meaning you felt like he was being laughed at, which is something he does not like, by the way.
Yes.
Interesting. Yes. So now that's fascinating. You thought he'd share the story and they would all say, "Oh," like it was a soft, tender puppy moment. And instead he got chuckles, like it was a joke.
Exactly. And maybe the audience was shocked, you know, themselves, that he even said that, you know, brought it up.
But, you know, it's the same thing. It's the State of the Union, Ken, if you watched it, and I don't know how many people did, the petulant tone. The guy does not like losing, that's clear. I mean, who does? But what was the line in the State of the Union when he talked about spending free? He was trumpeting his spending freeze. Do you remember this part? Did you watch the State of the Union, Ken?
Yeah, I did, but I don't remember that part.
Well, there was a part where he's talking about the spending freeze, and he said, but look, there are a lot of people on my side of the aisle that don't like the idea of a spending freeze in these tough economic times, which is why the spending freeze isn't going to take place until next year. And the Republicans chortled at that, rightly. Started to laugh because it's a laughable statement. Spending freeze, responsible spending, next year. It was a laughable moment. Now, he got mad. He shot them a look. And snarkily says, "That's called budgeting." The guy, it's very clear, Ken, and it's a great catch. Thanks for the call. I'll go watch the video. I've not seen it. I've only heard the audio. But this guy does not like being laughed at, ever, ever. It makes him very angry. All right, 800-449-8255. Lots to get to. Your calls as well. MichaelSavage.com for all the reading this weekend. This is the Savage Nation.
Savage.
This is the Savage Nation. Chris Stigall in for Michael Savage tonight. Dr. Savage would like to call your attention to the website, michaelsavage.com, where he's hand-selected some stories that he's been paying attention to today. Thought maybe you'd like to read them, too. michaelsavage.com, including what Tom Tancredo had to say about John McCain down at the National Tea Party in Nashville. Do you agree with it? Been asking you that, which was, it's a good thing John McCain lost in 2008. Galvanizes conservative, galvanizes the right. Would have had runaway spending and amnesty by now. Barack Obama was actually a good thing for the country. I don't know. What do you think? 800-449-8255, the telephone number. Also, psychological nudity, that's what Dr. Savage specializes in. That's what we've been talking about, the psychosis, the psychological condition of this administration. Everything from him at a fundraiser last night talking about a dead woman who buried herself in his T-shirt, which is weird, to kind of the petulant behavior at the State of the Union, to him and his press secretary professing the guilt of the KSM 9/11 mastermind before he even goes on the civilian trial, which he wanted, by the way. That was his orchestrating the whole deal. I mean, what makes the guy tick? What is it? Isn't it? I've just asked the question. I'm not assigning anything to anybody, because I don't want to have to read later that. I've taken the opportunity to fill in for Dr. Savage tonight that, Michael's fill-in host asserts that there's some nefarious behavior afoot with the Obama administration, but it does beg the question, why is it going on? Doesn't it? I mean, it's out of step. It's abnormal. There's nobody that can defend the behavior. So what motivates it is my question. Ineptitude? Naivete? Maliciousness? Benevolence? 800-449-8255. Lots going on. Now, you should know, and I want to hit this again because it's pretty important. Barack Obama, according to the Associated Press, just today, is now suggesting that maybe this health care bill is officially dead. The president's newly conflicting signals could frustrate Democrat lawmakers who are hungry for guidance from the White House as they try to salvage the effort to extend coverage to millions of uninsured Americans. Obama's comments came Thursday night. This was the same night. He made the comment about the dead woman being buried in his T-shirt. He said, I think it's very important for us to have a methodical, open process over the next several weeks. And then let's go ahead and make a decision. And it may be that if Congress decides we're not going to do it, even after all the facts are laid out, all our options are clear, then the American people can make a judgment as to whether this Congress has done the right thing for them or not. And that's how democracy works. There will be elections coming up. And they'll be able to make the determination and register their concerns. I think they've already done it, Mr. President. So that's pretty interesting speech. Markedly different than, what is it they quoted him as saying? Remember how he was, if it's a fight they want, it's a fight I'm going to have. I like a fight. I'm not the first president to take up this cause, but I'm determined to be the last. Here and now, we're going to meet history's test. Kind of sounding like a whipped pup now, isn't he? 800-449-8255. Scott in Pittsburgh, up next on the Savage Nation. Hi, Scott.
Hi, good evening, Chris. I would like to comment this evening that I believe, as Barack has stated before, that he doesn't respect the Constitution of the United States as written. And I believe he would like to use these show trials of terrorists to possibly undermine the Constitution as it is, and use the judiciary, and actually undermine the judiciary as well, and their authority, and change constitutional law the way it has been approached in certain cases involving Miranda law and other.
To be clear, what he said about the Constitution, Scott, is I've understood his public comments, and he made them a few years ago on a Chicago radio station, and it is instructive. Again, this is part of the stuff you got to know what makes him tick. He believes the Constitution to be a charter of negative liberties, meaning it tells you what can't be done to you as a private citizen by the government. That bothers him. He then goes on to say the Constitution doesn't go into what can be done for, wink, wink, for the American people. I would say, too, the American people. What bothers him about the Constitution is it's written expressly to keep the government in check rather than to expand and grow. That bothers him, a charter of negative liberties. As for his petulance or disregard for the justice system or the judicial branch particularly, I think that was on full display in what was an unprecedented event of a State of the Union, if you saw it, and a lot of people did, and surely Dr. Savage talked about it, as I know you have, him scolding the Supreme Court. I mean, Clarence Thomas, and I say good for him, said this week, Justice Thomas said he's not going to any more of these. He didn't go to this one, by the way. He decided not to go. He will not go, and watch for this, Justice Clarence Thomas will not go to another State of the Union while Barack Obama's president. He believes they've become too political, and why should they? They don't have to go. They go there out of the, just the benevolence of their time. And for them to sit there and be scolded by the president on a national stage, Scott, you're absolutely right, and I thank you for the call. This is a guy that has total disdain, at least for a court that's not at now. God forbid, there are two of them, Ginsburg and Kennedy, that are aging pretty rapidly, and the story this week is that maybe they'd both step down in this first term. And if Barack Obama gets to appoint two more Sonia Sotomayor's folks, turn out the lights. Let's go to Blaine, Fort Hood, Texas. Blaine, hi, Mark. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, how's it going, Chris? Chris, great. I had 2 points to make. One is, I don't know if you remember the terrorist attack on Fort Hood, and Obama giving a press conference. This was, this was really disgusting what he did, too. He waited about 2 minutes before he actually talked about it. But meanwhile, he made a shout-out to a guy by the name of Joe Medicine Crow. And I looked that up on the, and said he wanted to congratulate him on the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Yeah, Mark, hang on. I tell you what, we'll get that clip. Hang on. We'll be back.
Savage. For all things news and talk radio, visit TRNCentral.com.
MichaelSavage.com, MichaelSavage.com. That's the website tonight where all the big news is happening. We've been talking about much of it, like Barack Obama admitting maybe healthcare dead once and for all on the Hill. That is at MichaelSavage.com tonight. How about this one? On the same day the governor of Illinois claimed the Democrat nomination, he found that his newly minted running mate has a rap sheet that includes alleged domestic battery and tax evasion. Some things never change in Illinois. What's going on? Illinois, the land of Lincoln, now one of the most corrupt political environments you're ever going to find. Tom Tancredo says, thank God John McCain lost the election. That's a story at MichaelSavage.com. Harry Reid in trouble. We knew that. He is near the 40% mark. That's it. 40, trailing every GOP hopeful in the race. Several members of the GOP running in a primary against Harry Reid, and he's being beaten by all of them in head-to-head polling. That's at MichaelSavage.com. While, by the way, down in Arizona, it's not a lock for Senator McCain. There are a lot of nominees being blocked by the some senators, the Obama administration. One senator has taken an extraordinary step of blocking more than 70 of Obama's nominees amid a dispute over a lucrative Air Force tanker deal. You want to read the latest on that? That's also at MichaelSavage.com. And really a depressing survey from Gallup that 53% of Democrats now have a positive view of socialism. Whew. All of that today at MichaelSavage.com. Now, Mark was waiting patiently through the break here. And Mark, thank you. We were talking a lot about we've just been sort of talking about the president's public comments as of late, kind of getting into his skull a little bit, trying to figure out what makes the guy tick. And you brought up the day of the Fort Hood shooting, 19 deaths and 30 more wounded. Here's an Army sergeant in our midst, a committed terrorist. He guns these people down. The president knows full well about it, but he goes on with some sort of State Department ceremony. And this is his first, here it is now, this horrible tragedy has happened. This is the first thing the president does when he steps up to a microphone before a national stage watching to see what is the leader of the free world, the commander-in-chief of armed forces, have to say about this tragedy on a military base.
Let me, first of all, just
thank Ken and the entire Department of the Interior staff for organizing just an extraordinary conference. I want to thank my cabinet members and senior administration officials who participated today. I hear that Dr. Joe Medicine Crow was around, and so I want to give a shout out to that Congressional Medal of Honor winner. Good to see you.
Mark, your thoughts. What did you have to say about that one?
Okay, I looked it up on the Internet. Joe Medicine Crow, though a hero, because he was a World War II soldier. He killed a German with his bare hands, as a matter of fact. He won, I believe, the Bronze Star with Valor, with a V, with Valor. However, he was given some kind of a congressional medal by Obama. This goes to show you how to touch and how he knows nothing about the military, just saying it's a Medal of Honor. That's a disgrace. I was in the military. There's no higher. Well, I wasn't in combat, but I still, you know, I know that there's no higher honor than to get the Congressional Medal of Honor.
So you're saying even in a moment that was kind of inappropriate, I mean, well, not even kind of, it was really inappropriate, that he steps up to the mic and he doesn't address Fort Hood right out of the gate, he's throwing around pleasantries, he gets that wrong, is your point, even that.
Yeah, even that. But the other thing, well, I'm just comparing it with his thing about corpsmen. But
all the corpsmen today, yeah. For people that, I don't know, do we have that audio, guys? I'm sorry I didn't ask, but today he was making a speech about the corpsmen. See, of course, he means corpsmen. But he said corpsman three different times. But, Mark, sorry, continue.
Okay, but what I wanted to point out about another thing about what he made about that poor lady who died, this shouldn't surprise anybody because he's shown this kind of, this is a cold-blooded guy, man. This is he almost reminds me of a reptile. He if you know, remember his brother living in Kenya on $1 a month, never gave him a dime. Now, that's his okay, it's his half-brother, but still his brother. It's flesh and blood. This is a cold-blooded man. A lot of people don't understand it.
Yeah.
This is a dangerous, cold-blooded individual. I believe if he has his... Oh, and also, when you talk about what Glenn Beck said about... I found out the same thing from David Schultz. Every once in a while, I listen to the left, see what the enemy has to say. Ed Schultz was the one who brought that up about all the pictures that he had around the White House, that he took all the other pictures off and everything. This is a dangerous, psychopathic egomaniac.
Got it, Mark. Got to run. Got to roll on. Got to get some other folks in here, but I appreciate it. I do appreciate the call. Let me go to D in San Diego next. D, you wanted to comment on the McCain. Tancredo said, thank God John McCain didn't win the election. It galvanized the right, D. Do you agree? It's on the Savage on MichaelSavage.com, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hi.
Hi. How are you, Chris? You do a great
Very
job.
Well. Thank you.
Actually, you know, I thought he was the lesser of two evils, though. To have voted for John McCain rather than Barack Obama, yes, he was the lesser of two evils. He was not the answer. He was extremely weak during the campaign. He couldn't debate himself out of a paper bag. The guy threw the election. I mean, it just looked as though he threw the election. He never had a great answer. He didn't do his homework. He didn't seem as though he could. He wasn't any maverick to me. I mean, come on. That was ludicrous that he ran on the campaign of being a maverick.
Yeah.
However, we would have had to pick our battles with him, too, as you said, amnesty. But I don't think we would have had this incredible socialistic administration that came in with if John McCain would have won.
Dee, thank you. I appreciate it. Now, Paul's in Green Bay, and on this point, Paul, you actually agree with Tancredo. Republicans getting shellacked is a good thing, Paul. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Chris. I absolutely think the best thing that ever happened to conservatism is Barack Obama winning the election, John McCain losing. I mean, if we go back 2 years and we remember, or 3 years, John McCain is part of the Gang of 14, his support of immigration reform, his support of cap and trade, and embracing of the global warming agenda. I think what Barack Obama has done for the conservative movement is got people to get back to our roots and say, okay, what do we believe in and what do we stand for? And this next election is going to be the classic example where we're going to have two ideologies, in my opinion, that are going to be so contrasted that people will be able to be purists and say, okay, are we going to embrace the socialist agenda or the conservative agenda?
Paul, thank you. Let's go to Bill in Sacramento next on the Savage Nation. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
The reason I'm calling is because, you know, everybody wants to talk about these gaffes and the corpsman and the shout-out and, you know, the lady who's going to wear his T-shirt when she dies, when she's buried. And I personally believe that this is all intentional. I think it's just a mean-spirited irreverence that he's almost wanting to insult people and demoralize them. And I think that's just, if you look at what he's doing to the Constitution and you look at how he can't stand the military, and you look at the fact that he just stomps on everything that we have held, you know, close and dear for, well, since America's been founded, and the thing that's been undermined through the progressive and socialist movements. He it's almost like he's just jabbing. It's like, it's Saul Alinsky style. He's taking this Saul Alinsky method all the way to the nth degree, and he's mocking us every chance he gets, and that's what I fully believe, and I think people need to question, because this guy is very, very methodical. He's very, he thinks that he is a megalomaniac. He is self-emulating, and he thinks through his comments, and
Bill, thank you. I want to play this for folks, because I don't know if you heard it, but this was was this yesterday or today? I don't know when it happened. Maybe yesterday. He's saluting a corpsman, but three different times. That's not what he said.
One such translator was American of Haitian descent, Navy corpsman Christian Bashar, and lying on a gurney aboard the USNS Comfort, a woman asked Christopher, "Where do you come from?" After my operation, she said, "I will pray for that country." And in Creole, Corpsman Burchard responded, "In Tanzania, the United States of America."
Corpsman, is that a big deal? Is it misspeaking? Commander-in-Chief of the United States Armed Forces. You make the call. We're just here to give you the information, all right? 800-449-8255. Bill, thanks for the call. Let's go to Eric in Indiana. Home of Evan Bayh, by the way, Eric. What's going to happen to Evan Bayh? He's up for re-election this fall.
If he dances to the middle, he'll probably get it.
You think he's back in there, huh?
Yeah. Okay. It really wouldn't surprise me if he did. Really quickly, I wanted to say I can forgive Obama for corpsman. I've been in the military 23 years, and my wife still thinks there's an R in the word colonel. To my greater point, I want to really disagree on a non-clinical basis with most of your callers about the, quote, psychology of Obama. I don't think the boogeyman is in him of psychopathy or sociopathy. The man, if you read his two books, has lived in an ideological, social, and academic bubble. As such, he's a very undeveloped thinker. He's emotionally very childish. And as a result, he's also a very unthinking and unserious thinker. I think he's just largely a product of being around people who have always nodded and agreed and said, yes, you're the next best thing.
So you think it's not so much calculating, cold, evil, nefarious, as much as it's just flat immaturity?
It's the political equivalent of the athlete who's read way too many of his own press clippings.
Interesting. Eric, I appreciate it. Thank you. Sound like a thoughtful guy. I know Dr. Savage is grateful to have you on board the Savage Nation. How about Izzy in Missouri? You're up next, Izzy, on the Savage Nation. Hi.
To comment on the narcissistic part also, as a fully degreed psychologist, PhD level, Obama is the classic example, fits all nine criteria of the DSM for narcissism, and especially number 5, where he has a sense of entitlement and expects automatic compliances. And the health care bill is a classic example. He so expected that to just be automatically complied with that he's still in shock that it was being shot down. And he also lacks empathy for feelings of other people, for all the constituents. I'm sorry, he's the classic example of narcissistic behavior.
Izzy, thank you. I appreciate it. 800-449-8255. 800-449-8255. MichaelSavage.com. That's the website. Chris Stigall in for Dr. Savage tonight. Thank you for the invitation. Michael, this is the Savage Nation.
Savage.
This is the Savage Nation. Chris Stigall sitting in for Dr. Savage. Michael, thanks for the invitation. MichaelSavage.com is the website where you'll also read the story, Investors Fear Europe's Woes May Extend the Slump. I mean, the market jumped about 10 points before it closed today. But yesterday it fell 286 points, and they largely say it's due to Europe. They call it the pigs. Portugal, Italy, Greece, and Spain. And the sheer debt they carry. You know the unemployment in Spain, 18%. Which, really, if you take into consideration, I know you've been hearing today, all day long, that the jobs situation looks a little better. Do you know why it looks a little better? Because there are so many hundreds of thousands of people out of work that have stopped receiving benefits or have stopped looking for work. And that's an exceedingly important point, and it's called underemployment. And the director of the Congressional Budget Office wrote about America's underemployed. It's a much different marker than unemployment. For example, in December, underemployment was 17.3% compared to an unemployment rate of 10%. Underemployment is a broad measure of underutilized workers that includes the unemployed, as well as those forced to work only part-time. For everyday folks, that means the construction worker that only gets 15 hours a week, and some weeks none at all. As you can see, it's a more clear and accurate lens in which to view the hardships facing working moms and dads. So you have to keep in mind, when you hear this jobless stuff, all you're getting with jobless figures, people that are filing for unemployment paychecks, benefits from the government, that's all. I mean, these benefits run out after weeks. And you're talking about hundreds and thousands of people that don't have work. And so we're talking about real unemployment out there, or underemployment anyway, flirting with near 20%. That's very, very key to keep in mind. Meanwhile, this stupid jobs bill, you're going to hear a lot about that. Senate plans bipartisan jobs bill. Watch for this. And I know Dr. Savage is going to be all over this starting next week. So don't miss it, and keep watching MichaelSavage.com, because this talk of bipartisan jobs bill bothers me a great deal. If there's anyone in Washington, D.C. that truly wants to keep their job or win as a true conservative in the ranks of Republican, now is not the time to fall victim to this jobs nomenclature they're using. But that's exactly what they're going to try to do. Senate leaders plan to pass a jobs bill next week featuring tax breaks for employers that hire unemployed workers. A rare bipartisan effort, says the Associated Press. See, this is a trap. Because when you frame it this way, and this is where Democrats particularly get very artful, they realize the shellacking they've taken over the last year. So now they do the touchy-feely jobs. The bill is about jobs. And who would vote against jobs? And if anybody stands up and say they won't vote for jobs, then they must be evil. They must be wicked. They must be cruel. Passage of a bipartisan bill would contrast sharply with the way Congress has done business for the past year. This is just another stimulus. This is just more spending. Listen to this. I mean, gimmicky. It's the best way I can describe it, gimmick. And if you own a small business, and chances are you do, I mean, the small business owner listens to the Savage Nation probably more than just about anybody else, because Dr. Savage understands what it is to actually go out and work for a living and hire people and run business. The tax break for hiring unemployed workers would exempt companies for paying the employer's share of Social Security payroll taxes for new workers hired this year. But listen to this. As long as, there's this stupid caveat, you have to have been unemployed for 60 days. Let me break it down. In other words, I run a business. The government is going to say to me, you don't have to pay Social Security payroll taxes this year on anyone you hire. But there's a caveat. Whoever it is you hire has to have been out of work for at least 60 days. Now, for a host of reasons, this is stupid. Can you imagine going in to apply for a job if you're without one? And you sit down and you say, I'd like to come work here. Here are my qualifications. Here's my resume. And the small business owner that you're applying to work for says to you, right out of their mouth, how long have you been out of work? It's been about a month and a half. So not quite 60 days? No, not quite 60 days. Sorry, can't help you. How is that legal? Is that not discriminatory? Is the government not encouraging discrimination in hiring? Although they've created a whole new subculture. If you've not been unemployed 60 days, then you're not as qualified for the job as somebody that's been over 60 days unemployed. Number two, if you maintain a budget or you run a small business, what sense does it make to get the benefit of Social Security payroll taxes on your employees for 1 year? I mean, the government is incentivized. It's cash for, you know, cash for clunkers. It's like giving cash for clunkers HR. It's like the human resources of small business owners are now getting cash for clunkers money. It's the same deal. You're artificially inflating. If there's not work to do, I mean, I'm no economist, but this isn't hard to grasp. If I'm running a business and I've laid people off and I'm not hiring anyone else, there's a reason why. And just because the government now comes in and sweetens the pot and says, hey, hire some people that have been out of work for 60 days or more, you don't have to pay Social Security taxes on them this year. How about that? Does that sound nice? As a small business owner, I suddenly say, well, hell yeah, that makes sense to me. Sure, I'll hire 15 guys. Now, does that say I have any more work for them to do? No. I mean, what's the net savings? You're taking on all these employees, or even a few, that you don't have work to do, or you can't expand your business to pay them. So, but you got them sitting around. I suppose. And actually, if you wanted to take it to the next crazy level, government could be incentivizing small business to start firing people that are on their payroll right now and maybe rehire the unemployed of 60 days or more so they can have a free year of no Social Security payroll taxes. Every time government injects themselves and tries to artificially stimulate what people naturally do as business owners on their own, it's a disaster. It's happening in healthcare. It happened with cars. It's too much.
For all things news and talk radio, visit trncentral.com.